Gemara Erubin has been sponsored by Mr. Isaac Jamal and his wife Celia for their success, for their children's success, health, happiness, beracha, parnasa, v'hatzlacha, bechol ma'aseh yedehem. Daf Nun Zayin. Today's daf has been dedicated in memory of Hachav Abraham Za'afrani, Rabbi Abraham ben Latifeh. Ruach Adonai Tenerchenu Began Eden, Amen, dedicated by his grandson, John Nakash. Today's daf is being studied by Le'elu Nishmat Hacham Baruch, Rafael ben Miriam, and Abraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenerchenu Began Eden, Amen. We are on daf Nun Vav Amud Bet, and we are 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom. We are in a subject discussing the Areha Leviim, the cities of the Leviim, that the Torah tells us outside their cities, they had an additional 2,000 Ammah. 1,000 Ammah surrounding the city was Migrash, that was opened area. And then beyond that, there was another 1,000 Ammah of Sadot and Keramim, of fields and vineyards. And the Gemara, after proving that that's the case, said that the Migrash area is a quarter of the total area. Now, the Gemara is trying now to figure out how that exactly works out. Seemingly, at first thought, the Gemara thought it's half. You have half Migrash and you have half Sadot and Keramim. How do you get a quarter? So the Gemara gave different options on yesterday's daf, how to figure it out, but in our last configuration we came out that if it's not a quarter, it's a third. So the Gemara now is going to try to solve this one dilemma of the language of the Gemara that says that Nimsa Migrash Rabia, that it comes out that the Migrash is a quarter of what the Gemara is going to analyze. Amen. So the Gemara says, Mi sabart beribu'aka amar. You thought that we're talking about the city of the Leviim, that's square. Based on the square configuration, everything squared, we came out yesterday basically making 36 squares, meaning the city. We made a box around the city of Migdash, which basically gave us 12, 8, and then the four corners, which gave us 12, and then we made a box around that, an outer box, which was the Sadot and Keramim, which was basically 20 boxes, which altogether you have 20 plus 12 plus the four of the city. The city is four boxes. Each box, 1,000 Ammah. So that came out to 36 boxes, and the Migrash part is 12, so 12 to 36 is a third. It's not a fourth. So the Gemara says, you thought we were talking about squares? The cities are squared? No. We're talking about the city of the Levim was actually round. So meaning if you look at your pictures in your books, you have it over here. Picture number 205. You see in the middle of the grid, we'll call it, you have the city that's circled in yellow, right? And then you have the Migrash around that that's circled in blue. And then you have the square around that, which is the Sadot and Keramim. Now, what do you gain by saying this configuration? So the Gemara says, Mi sabar dribuaka amar. You thought we're talking about where it's squared? Be'igulaka amar. Kama miruba yater al ha'igul. Mathematics. How much is a square bigger than a circle? Because the square obviously has a bigger area because you have the corners. So the Gemara says, Rabia. It is a quarter bigger. So therefore, if you want to calculate the shi'ur of a circle, what you would do is, you would make a square around it, get the calculation of a square, and then take off a quarter, and then you know the shi'ud of the circle. So the Gemara says, Dal Rabia Minayu. So very simply, take a quarter off. Meaning, if you squared the city, you'd have 12 boxes, like we learned, right? 8 around and the 4 quarters. But now that we're putting a circle around it, so we're going to take off a quarter, and therefore you're going to end up, Pashulehu Tisha. You'll end up with 9. Now, 9 out of a sum total of 36 boxes, the Tisha Mitaltin Vishita Vivahave. So therefore that would be 1/4. So again, if you look at the picture, you just see how they calculated. You see, now you're going, I'll explain to you picture number 205, just so you could understand how it's working. Originally, we had 12 boxes. If you see, all the tomb area, right? You had, actually you had all the migdash area. You had 2, 4, 6, 8, right? Just the migdash area in the square, plus the 4 reds, which made it square, correct? So you had 12. Mm-hmm. By circling, you lose some. So you go, how much is the circle less than the square? 1/4. So from the 12 square, so now, the circle is less. The square is 1/4 more. The square would have been 12 boxes. By making the circle now, you're cutting off, because you're losing the quarters. So you end up with 9. 9 out of the sum total of 36 squares, which is the grid that we have, the way they're configuring it, comes out to 1/4. So that would be the answer of the Gemara, how you get to Arabiya. Kamam Rubayater, which means how much is the square bigger, not the circle. Yeah, the square is 1/4 bigger than the circle. It has to be. The square, you have corners. The circle, you're cutting off. So therefore, the circle is 1/4 less. But then, no. If the square is 1/4 more, 1/4. What's 1/4? Whatever 1/4 is. 1/4 more is not 1/4 less. The Gemara is going to say something on this point, what I think you're talking about. It's really 1/3 of the circle. Okay, very good. The Gemara is going to discuss that now. But the Gemara is being loose in its language maybe now, but it's telling us 1/4. Yes, yes, very good. Very good. The Gemara is going to say that. But for our purposes, from 12, you went to 9. So 9 of 36 is 1/4. Comes the Gemara now and says, the next shita. Gemara says, Abaye Amar, second answer. You know, all this Gemara is really just giving the answer to how to answer this she'ilah of Raviya. Abaye Amar, Mashkahat lana me, bimata dahavya alpa be'alpa. We're talking about a case where the city is not 2,000 by 2,000. That's what we thought the city of the Levi'im was. So no, we're talking about a city of the Levi'im that is 1,000 by 1,000. That would be picture number 206. You see the city in the middle, right, is 1,000 by 1,000. So the Gemara says, Tehumin kamahavu. How much is going to be the Tehumin? Which means when you look at the Tehum area, you're going to have kamahavu, Temanya. How do you have Temanya? Which means you have the 4 Migrash, that's the brown around, the 1, 2, 3, 4. Plus you have the 4 corners, right, that's the red. So around a city of 1,000 amma by 1,000 amma, you have a box of migrash that will give you 8 squares of 1,000 by 1,000. Kiranot kamahavu. Now, the kiranot, how much do you have of kiranot corners? So you have altogether 16 shitzav. So now the Gemara says, if you look at the quarters, actually you have, those are the red ones. So you could look, you could calculate this in different ways. If you want to look at tomb, that's the, you could look at the brown. Bottom line, of area that are around the city, you have 2, that's 1,000 of Migrash, 1,000 of Sadud Kedamin on each side. So technically that's 8. Okay? That's 8 also, I have 8 browns, okay? Just to understand the picture. Plus you have 16 Kedanot, right? Kedanot for the Migrash and Kedanot for the Sadot and Kedamim. So that gives you 16 plus 8. So altogether, not including the city, you have 24. Again, we shortened it because the city became smaller. The city is now only 1,000 by 1,000. So therefore we have 24. Now the Gemara gives you the breakdown. Dal arba dithumin. Take away 4 for the tehumin, which means take away the outer ones, because that we only want to know migrash. The arba de kiranot kama havu temanya. So altogether, migrash area, you're just going to have 8. Count the square. You have the city in the middle, then you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You have 4 on one on each side, 1,000 by 1,000 box flush against the city, and then you have 4 corners to square it off. So you have 8. So the Gemara says that's how you have a quarter. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? 8 out of 24 boxes is not a quarter. So the Gemara says, "Tiltahave," it's a third. So Abaye, you didn't answer the question. Gemara says, "Misavart birbuaka amar." But you thought again we're talking about squares. Be'egulaka amar. We're talking about picture number 207, where it's a circle. Ah, you're talking about a circle. Back to the calculation. Kama mirubaya tera la'igul. How much bigger is the square over the circle? Rabia, a quarter. Dal Rabia. So take off a quarter now, meaning instead of 8, make the circle around it. Very good. Pashilu shita. You end up with 6. Vishita mechavdalid. And 6 out of 24, Rib'ahave, is a quarter. So that would be the second answer of the Gemara, just so you can appreciate it in picture 207. You see what they did. Instead of making a square of migrash around the city, they made a circle of migrash. So you went from 8 to 6. Out of total boxes of 1,000 by 1,000 boxes, 6 from 24, you have 6 to 24. You have a quarter. When you went to a square, you would add 8 to 24, that's a third. So that was the answer of Abaye. Next answer to the same question. Ravina Amar. My Ravia, what did it mean when you said Ravia? I mean, what did you mean when you said a quarter? Ravia de Tehumin. We're talking about the Ravia of the Tehumin. What does that mean, Ravia of the Tehumin? Rashi. Ravina Amar. Le'olam kidme'ikara. Really go back to the original answer. B'mata mirabata. It's a squared city. U'betre alfe atre alfe. And it's 2,000 by 2,000, like we learned originally. Da'avulu tehumin shitzar, the kiranot shitzar. Which means the kiranot are, the corners are 16, and the tehumim are 16. I mean, you have 32 altogether. 32. U'migrash minayu teresar. And the migrash area is 12. Umay Rabia Diktani. And what is the Rabia that we said? Vitchumin de Ka'amar. That's referring to the area of the Tehumin. Meaning if you look at the picture in number 208. You see what they did? He's just giving you Tehumin area. No corners. So you have in a 2,000 Amma city, you have boxes of 1,000 amma flush against each side. So then we have 2 on one side, 2 on the other side, 2, 2. So we have 8. 8 to 32 is a quarter. So therefore, that's what we're referring to. When it said in the Gemara that the migrash is a ravia, it just meant migrash minus corners. Meaning, the city is 2,000 by 2,000 squared. There's no circles here. You make a square around it of migrash of 12. How is it 12? 8 plus the 4 corners. You make a square around that of Sadot HaKiramim, which was 20. So altogether you have 32. But we're discussing now just the migrash without the corners of it. Therefore, just migrash is 8. 8 of 32 is a quarter. So that would be Ravina's answer to the question. Now we go to another answer to the question. Gemara says, Rav Ashe Amar. Rav Ashe says, my Rabia, what does it mean when you said Rabia? Rabia de Kiranot. The Rabia is referring to the Kiranot, the corners, which means, if you look at picture 209, where it's telling you how many corners do you have of the Migrash? You have four corners, right? Those are the four reds in picture 209. So that's what we were saying. If you take the corners of the Migrash to the entire area, around the area is what? 12. So therefore, four of 12 is, you have to take it of the city, which means if you include the city as well, it'll be 16. So therefore, 4 of 16, meaning when you take the corners themselves, that would be a quarter. Look at Rashi, Rav Ashi. Nameh kerabina mukila bebatam rabata. He also learns the case is a squared city of 2,000 amma. Detre alfe atre alfe. Umay nimsa migrash rabia diktani. What does it mean when it says the migrash is a quarter? Hakika amar. Migrash de keranot. Different. The migrash of the keranot, meaning the keranot of the migrash, meaning the four, ravia de keranot. It is a quarter of all the keranot. The shitsar de keranot avi rabia migrash. Which means, how many corners altogether do you have? 16. Between the corners of the Migrash and the corners of the Sadot and Kiramim, it's four boxes on each side, as you see in picture number 209. The corners of the Migrash are a quarter of all the corners. Understand? Now, at this point, the Gemara has a question. Gemara's question is as following. According to Rav Asher, it says, Amar de Ravina Rav Asher, Vehasaviv Ketiv. What are you talking about? It says in the Pasuk, regarding the Migrash, it says the Migrash went Saviv. What's the question? So that she learns the question that, how could you tell me that the Migrash area is limited to the Kiranot? That's the way they learned, which means they learned when he said it's Kiranot, that's the Migrash. How could you learn that those four corners of the Migrash? The Torah tells you it is Saviv. So therefore, if it's Saviv, you cannot have four, you're going to end up having the 12. So therefore, where did you get to limit Migrash area to four boxes, which is the corner boxes, when the Torah's mashma, it is indeed much more, because Saviv is mashma, it goes all the way around. So why are you taking only the corner boxes as Migrash? It should be much more. That's the question that Ravina asks Rav Asher. So comes the Gemara and says, my Saviv, he'll answer back, oh, you know what it says, when the Torah says Saviv, you thought Saviv means all the way around? No. Saviv de Kranot. Saviv means Kranot. Meaning, it's around the city. One here, one on top, one next to it, one down, on the four corners. When you corner a city, basically you put an area around the city. Around doesn't mean totally around. You could say Saviv when a city is surrounded by corners. Understand? When it says Saviv, it doesn't mean full square. It means you have a corner here, a corner on the top, two on top, two on the bottom. Is the city surrounded by something? Yeah, surrounded on the corners. So that's Vik Hadushna. Comes out according to Rav Asher, the Migrash was really basically just four corner pieces of 1,000, like 1,000 by 1,000 on that area. Now, comes the Gemara and proves it. Because if you're not going to say this, Gabe Korban, Gabe Ola, by the Korban Ola, Dichtiv, it says, Vezareku et kadam ala mizbeyah saviv. It says you sprinkle or throw the blood around the Mizbeach. What do you think? It means actually around the Mizbeach? We know where did they pour the blood? On the corners. Saviv de Klanot. It's talking about around the corners of the Mizbeach. The Torah calls it Saviv. Saviv de Klanot. So what does Saviv mean when we said of the city you put Migrash? It's about the corners. Therefore, once you're learning that, so the same is very good. If the corners constitute the Migrash, which is Arba, and therefore out of corners, 4 out of 16 would be a Rabia. Now comes the Gemara and is going to discuss some of the technicalities of the cases we just discussed. Amar le Rav Habibi mehozna'a le Rav Ashe. Ve'aika mursha de karnata. Now, let's go to Rav Ashe's answer. Or actually, let's go one of the pictures over here. We're going to go to Rava's answer. So go to picture, either one. You can go to picture 205, 207. Basically, the Gemara's question is like this. You see the center where you have the city. Look at picture 207. You have the city, which is circled, right? Now, you have a little... When you have a circular city, and you have the square around it, that box, so you have a little protrusion outside the circle. Right? On all sides, on all four sides. The Gemara calls that Mursha de Karneta. You have the protrusions that are coming out of the city. Now those protrusions are going to take away from your Migrash area. Because those protrusions are considered part of the city. So if that's eating up into your Migrash area, so that all the mathematics now are off. You don't have exactly a quarter anymore. We said that the Migrash area is a quarter of either the 32 boxes, meaning you have 8. Because you squared it. Went from 12 with the circle, I mean. So you lost a quarter, so you went down to 8. So 8 out of 32, but it's not any more perfect anymore. Because since you have to factor in those little protrusions of the city, into the city, you're factoring it. So you're taking away, which is this. If this is part of the Migrash area, then everything works out okay. But if this is considered part of the city area, it's taking away a little, because this is not part of the city. This extra area over here is really Migrash. You even see in the picture, it's in the brown they're showing to you, that it really belongs to Migrash. But bottom line, it's in the city. It's in the box of the city. So the Gemara says, you have the bilitot, you have the protrusions of the four corners of the city that go into the Migrash, and they're going to take away from the Shi'ur. So therefore, you don't have a circle totally of 1,000 amah of Migrash, because it's taken away a little from the city. Gemara says, Bimata Igulta. So he comes along and says, Rava's answer is talking about where it is Matai Gulta, where it's a circular city. So Gemara says, what does that do? If it's a circular city, so what? That's exactly when you have the corners. So the Gemara says, Veha Ribuha. So they're trying to say like this. For tomb purposes, we make an imaginary square around the city for tone purposes. And for tone purposes, all that protrusion is considered city. Correct? Now, what you're saying is considered city. So now you could walk on Shabbat 2,000 Amah, not from the perimeter of the circle, but from the square, which means you gained some space there. Correct? So the Gemara is saying, so if we put a square around it, so now already that extended area is really part of the city, it's not from the Migrash, and therefore, how are you calculating? What the Gemara is going to answer is,
First of all, it's an imaginary square here. We didn't put any squares, no squares, no houses. It's a regular city. It's a circular city that has these corners on the end. True, we squared it. That square is imaginary to calculate tum. But the Gabe living, that area is connected to the Migrash that's around it. Part of it, which means for aesthetically, when you're looking at it, you just see a city with Migrash around it. Now, true, for tum, we put an imaginary square to tell you can actually walk from a point a little further. So therefore, don't mix up the facts. Just because you put a square around it, don't think that that extra becomes part of the city. No, it's still Migrash. Because if you're looking at it, you don't see any walls, any barriers. It's all Migrash. So therefore, the Gemara says, Imur de'amrina chazine keman de'mirava'ah. He says, what do we say? We say that it's keman de'mirava'ah. It's as if it is squared. But do we actually square it? Which means it's a halachic issue over here. Lenyan tum, we'll imagine as if it starts from the end of the square. But do we actually square it? As if you're asking a question where you're telling me, oh, what do you mean? The protrusions is part of the city, so you're losing from your Migrash area. You're not losing anything from your Migrash area. The Migrash area is intact. And therefore, there is no question. Comes now the Gemara, and one last mathematical note. Amar le Rav Hanilai Mechuzna'a le Rav Asher. Rav Hanilai Mechuzna'a comes to Rav Asher. Mechdi. Let us analyze. Kama miruba yater al ha'igul. Right, the question you asked before, you told me a statement. How much is the square bigger than the circle? So you told me, Rabia. You told me a quarter. Now if you remember in our calculations above, where we had a city that was 2,000 amma, a circle, let's say. You have 2,000 amma. So how did we calculate? We put a square around it. By putting a square around it, we gained 800 amma, right? Which means really in the alakson, if you walk from now one corner of the square to the other corner in the diagonal, if you're squaring 2,000 amma, so you'll get an extra 800. So the Gemara now, so 400 on the, you know, between all the corners on top and on the bottom. So by the diagonal becomes 800, so the a square of 2,000 is actually has a diagonal of 2,800. So comes the Gemara and says, forget about the diagonal for a second. You gave me your rule. You told me that the area of the square is a quarter bigger than the circle. He says, that's not so. Sheet me'av v'shitin u'shva nechet l'tahave. It's 667 minus a third, which we give you 666 and two thirds, meaning it's a quarter of itself, but it's a third of the circle, which means when you're looking at it from the circle standpoint, so therefore one part of the circle, it has the square has more. Therefore, in a 2,000 amma. So what is each area, let's say, if you want to break it up into areas, it'll be 666 and two-thirds, right? So the square has 666 and two-thirds more than the circle. But that's a third of the circle. So why would you say a quarter of the circle? When I was analyzing that Lashon of the principle that you gave us, that the square is a quarter more of the circle. It's not. It's a third more of the circle. Just make the simple mathematics again. The circle is 2,000 amma. So split up the circle into three parts. What do you have? 666 and two-thirds in each part. So you're telling me the square has an extra part, right? Because it's the circle plus an extra quarter. Now, that extra part is what? An extra 666 and two-thirds. That's not a quarter of the circle, that's a third of it. It might be a quarter of itself. But it's a third when you're regarding the circle. So comes the Gemara and says, you're right, you're right. We're not changing the mathematic principles over here.
Amar le, hani mile be'igula migoribua.
You're right. When you're putting you have a square and you're putting a circle in it, 100%, the amount of area that the square has over the circle is a third of the circle. That doesn't change.
Aval ba'alakhsona ba'inatfe.
But in the alakson, in the diagonal, it's more. Which means in the area that it picks up will be, let's say in the 2000 amma circle, you'll have an extra area of 666 and two-thirds of square. But that does not mean the diagonal, you're picking up 666. The diagonal's longer, you're going from one corner to the other. How much would be the diagonal?
Amta v'trechum sheba alakhsona.
You'd have one and two-fifths more than the, I guess you call it the, than the radius that goes across, which means
the diameter.
So you have the diameter, which is 2,000. The radius is half. Okay. So if you have the diameter, which is 2,000, so your alakhson is going to be one and two-fifths more, meaning that would make it to 2,800. So therefore, the Gemara is coming along and saying, you're right. When we come along and calculate alakhson, that's when we picked up to 800, which means 800 is working with a different mathematical principle over here, which I guess what is Pythagorean theorem. The Gemara is already talking about that over here, but the point is that it's 1.4 or 1.25. Tosfot already discusses that it's really not 1.4. It's not a perfect number. The Gemara is really rounding off when it says 1 2/5. It's actually 1.415. Exactly. So Tosfot recognized that inaccuracy, and he points it out. He says, but the Gemara gives you the rounded off number. It's not a rational number. So therefore, the Gemara just gives you the 1 2/5. In any event, so it comes out. Basically, we gave how many answers to our question of Rabia? Basically, we have the first answer of the Gemara, which is actually nameless. And then you have Abaye. And then you have Ravina and Rav Asher. Actually, the first answer was Rava. So it's Rava, Abaye, Ravina, Rav Asher. Okay? And then the Gemara just analyzes some technicalities in the myth. Okay, now we go further to the new Mishnah.
נותנים כרפף לעיר דברי רבי מאיר והחמים אומרים לא אמרו כרפף אלא בין שתי עיירות.
Now let's discuss a new subject called כרפף. This is not similar to the כרפף that we discussed early in the מסכת. This כרפף is talking about an open area that they had outside the cities, which means in a normal city they would have around it open space for storage, for aesthetic reasons. So the amount of this karpef that they're calling it, the normal amount would be 70 and two-thirds. That's the amount they would place around the city. The hidush of the Bimi'ir is that when we're counting the 2,000 amma of tum, it doesn't start from the end of the city. It starts from 70 and two-thirds amma outside the city. That area is considered part of the city. Because that's what a city is. A city consists of the city proper, plus it's 70 and two-thirds amma around it that the people use for walking, storage, aesthetically, etc. So therefore, the Bimiya says the law of Karpef was said specifically to extend your tum. Right? Let's read that inside again.
Notnim Karpef la'ir.
You give the Karpef to the shi'ur of the city. Meaning to extend your tum. The rabbis come along and say, no.
Lo amru karpef ela ben shtei ayarot.
The law of karpef does not extend cities. It was specifically said when you have two cities that are adjacent to each other. And you have space in between them. So the discussion is going to be, if you, after giving each city its prescribed karpet of 70 and two-thirds, which would bring you to altogether 141 and a third. Right, 141 and a third. So these cities, if you're within that number, those cities are considered one. What does it mean if they're considered one? That means for tomb purposes, the guy in, we'll call them city A and B, a guy in city A, his tomb does not start till the end of city B. And a guy in B, his tomb doesn't start till the end of it. It's all considered four amot. It's all considered one city. Even though you have 141 and a third amah separating them, the shiur of a karpe for each city doesn't matter. The anyan, making cities united, that's when this deen was said. Not on a regular city to give you 72 thirds away from it to carry. No, it was said the anyan shte ayarot. And the Gemara Mishnah explains, v'chamim omrim, lo amru karpep ela bin shte ayarot, im yesh lezu shiv'im amma v'shirayim, ulzu shiv'im amma v'shirayim. If this city has 72 thirds, and this city has 72 thirds, and they meet, oseh karpef etchetehen liyot ahat, the karpef is able to make them one big city. Nafkamina, as I told you, that your tomb now ends at the, begins at the end of the cities, A and B. V'chen, similarly, the Gemara says, Mishnah, Gimel Kefarim Mshulashim, you have three villages that are next to each other. We're assuming at this point, there's like a picture 211, where you have just three villages that are in a straight line next to each other. Im yesh bin shnayim chitzonim, me'av arba'im v'achat v'shlish, if you have between the outer ones to the middle, meaning we'll call them A, B, C, if you have between A and B, and between B and C, a sum total of 141 and two-thirds space, and a third space, asa im sa'ayit shiloshtan liyot echad. So then already they're all considered one. So the third, the middle city is the connector city. So therefore again, if between A and B, that little area in between, is less than, or actually combined, I would say, between both spaces, if it's less than 141 and a third, so all these are going to be considered one. The Gemara will explain exactly what the Hiddush in this scenario is. What do you need the middle city? And without the middle city, if you have less than 141, it's considered one. So now you're putting a middle city in between. So what is exactly, it's a city there, it's a village there. What exactly does that the middle village do? The Gemara will analyze it. But now let's just go further into the Gemara. Gemara's question, Mina hane mile. What are we looking for? We're looking for a source. How do you know that when it comes to tchum, you get a karpef? Right? All we know is you get from the city. Who told you get this extension? Mina hane mile. Amar Rava. Rava comes along and says, Damar kira mikira ir vahutsa. When it came to the city of the Nevi'im, it says, give them 1,000 amam migrash. Mikira'ir, from the wall of the city, bahutsa, and outside of that. Implying that you don't start the migrash right outside the wall of the city, but you extend it a little further, because you have to give the city its some space. So what is that? The Gemara says, amna turat ten chutsa, give it a little chutz, space outside, v'harkach medod, and then measure. Now where did they get the 72 thirds? Doesn't tell us in the Gemara. But we learned earlier, if you remember, that the chatzer of the Mishkan, which is an open area, was 5,000 amas squared, which is basically 70 and two thirds by 70 and two thirds. So therefore we saw that number, so to speak, in regarding an area by the Hatzer, so that's where they adopted that that number as well. So now we have a source. Now we discuss the Shita, the Shitote. Itmar, we have a statement. Itmar. Rabuna amar, notnim karpef lezu, me karpef lezu. He explains Hakarim like we understood him in the Mishnah. When you have two cities next to each other, you give one a Karpef, give the other a Karpef, you have 141 and two-thirds and a third between them, it's considered one. Notnim Karpef lezu v'karpef lezu. That's of Hunah's opinion. Kavz Gebaran says, Hiya barav amar Karpef ehad l'shtehin. He says, no. When you have two cities next to each other, if you want to consider them one, you only get one karpif. You get 70 and two-thirds. If there's more than 70 and two-thirds between them, they're considered separate. So we have a great machloket here amongst the Amoraim, how to understand Shitat Chachamim. Rav Hunah says, Shitat Chachamim is notim karpif leze v'karpif leze. Hayabar Rav comes along and says, no, it's only one karpif nishtehem. Tanan, so the Gemara is not going to bring proofs. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, V'achemim umrim lo amru karpef ela ben bet ayarot. If you want to medayek the Mishnah, it says, we didn't say a karpef only between two cities. That's the master. How many karpefs we talking about? One. From the Lashon HaMishnah, lo amru karpef. So the master Chayav Barav is correct. So Gemara says, Tiyuftah de Rav Hunah. Question on Rav Hunah. Amadecha Rav Hunah, my karpef. What does it mean when it says karpef? We're not counting how many karpefs. Torat karpef. The law of karpef. Which means, it's saying, the law of karpef was only said between two cities. But how many karpefs we're talking about? Ul olam karpef lezu, the karpef lezu. But we're talking about two. One for this one, one for that. We have 141. So Rav Hunah defends himself. Gemara says, "Hachi name mistabra." He says, after looking at the Mishnah carefully, it's mistaber that Rav Hunah is right. What's this proof? Midiketani sefa. Because if you look at the end of our Mishnah, what did the end of the Mishnah say? Midiketani sefa. Im yesh lezu ayin ama v'shirayim, ulzu ayin ama v'shirayim, ose karpef l'shtehem liyotehat. Clearly said that. If this city has 70 and change, and this city has 70 and change, you put them together. Shma'mina. Now this is more than a diuk, obviously. This is explicitly. This is what the Mishnah says. So the Gemara then comes along and says, Lema teveti yuftad de Hayabarav. Now, obviously this is a refutation to Hayabarav. How could you learn Shitat Hachem of one Karpef, where the Mishnah clearly implies it is two? So Gemara says, Alma lecha chaya barav, hamani Rabbi Meir. He says, yeah, that end of the Mishnah, that's Shitat Rabbi Meir. You remember Rabbi Meir held, in the beginning of the Mishnah, he said, we give you a karpef to extend your city. Okay? Then the Hakamim came along and said, no, the karpef law said between two cities. Right? Now Chaya Barav will come along and say that Rabbi Meir is coming along and saying, no. This, what is Shitat Hakamim? According to Chaya Barav, you get one karpef in between to join the cities. That's Shitat Hakamim Lefi Chaya Barav. Now the Mishnah that comes along and says that you'll get two, that's not Hakamim Shita, that's Rabbi Meir Shita. Because Rabbi Meir also holds that just like a 72-thirds extends the city, that each city gets 72-thirds and it's still considered one. But that's not Hakamim. Oh, you thought that the end of the Mishnah was Hakamim Shita? No, that's the Bimi'ir Shita. So Kavz Gevoran says, Ida Bimi'iri, Ha Tani Le Resha. So what are you talking about? We learned already the Bimi'ir in the beginning of the Mishnah. Notim Karpef Le'ir, the very Bimi'ir. He said that already, which means the city gets 72-thirds. So therefore, we understand your shita. Each city gets 72-thirds. So long as you're within that, you could be considered united. Why would he have to then reiterate something that basically we know from his first opinion? When the Bimi said in the beginning of Mishnah, what do you teach us? Notim karpef la'ir. That means each city gets 72-thirds. Good. So now we have cities next to each other. This gets 72-thirds. This gets 72-thirds. It's still, now when they're next to each other, we'll assume that what? It's all considered. Well, why would you have to say that explicitly? So the Gemara says, no, you need to say it. You need to say it. Why? Tzricha, third line. De'i mehahi.
Because if you were just relying on the first case of the Mishnah, I would say, Hav amina, had lehada, vehad letarte. Which means, I would have thought like this, had lehada, you get one for one city, vehad letarte. And I get also one for two cities. Which is, I would say maybe the shi'ur of karpif is always one. You get one. One per situation. You have a city, you get 72/3. You have two cities, you still get 72/3. Kamash ma'lan, hiddush of the Mishnah, de letarte tre yehavina nehu. Kamash ma'lan, no. For two cities, we give them two. We give each one their karpith. Now, ve'iashmin hacha, if you told me the second case, that's telling me you get one per city, I'd say, mishum d'tchika tashmishtayu. I tell you, for two cities, you have to understand before we say this answer, the logic of a karpith. The logic of a karpith is, you're in the city, so you need a little area outside the city, we're going to say breathing, meaning to just have an area to walk, to put your things, etc. You don't want to have cramming in a city. So therefore, again, aesthetic reasons as well, you know, to make the city separate. Now, I would say like this. When do you need a karpif? When does a karpif really serve a purpose? When it's next to cities. So therefore, I want my space from the other city, so I need my own karpif to give me a little area, and they need their karpif. But maybe on one city that just has opened area, unlimited open area out of the city, then already there's no deen of karpif. Because what are the karpif for? Karpif, I would think maybe only applies when it comes to cities that are next to each other. Oh, they give its borders, and this is your borders, and everybody has their breathing space. Masha'enken, I would have said in a case of one city like the Resha of the Mishnah, maybe there's no deen of karpif at all. Why? What do you need a karpif for? You have 100 miles of open space. So therefore it had to come and tell you no. Even in one city that has opened unlimited, you still get the 72/3 to extend the city. So therefore the Bimi'ir, according to this, would be the author of the first statement of the Mishnah and the third statement of the Mishnah. He is coming to tell you that in one city you get a karpif, and in two cities you also get karpif per each one, and that joins the cities. Let's read that last part inside. We would say, we're on the 5th line. V'yashminan hacha. If you would have only told me about the two cities, I would say, what, mishum d'tchika tashmishtayu. Yeah, because they have overcrowding, and therefore they need that area for a space. So therefore I would say he gets 70, then change, he gets 70, and now it joins it together because it's next to each other. Aval hatam. But in the case of one city, they're not tahuk, they're not crowded. You have unlimited amount outside the city. No one's cramming you. Emalo, I want to. You don't get a karpif. Kamashwalad, siricha. You did it. Good. Now, Tenahan, we continue the Mishnah. Vechet shlosha kefim shulashim. We said if you have three cities, villages we'll call them, that are next to each other. That's the way we're understanding it now. Im yesh ben shnai machitzonim, right, if you have subtotal between A and B and C, altogether 141 1/3, not more. So therefore what happens? It joins all three to be one. What does it mean if they're one? That means the tone starts at the end of A and the end of C. So comes Gemara and says, that's going to answer a question on Avuna. And Avuna is the opinion that says you get 141 between two cities to still consider them one. So the Gemara says, wait, ta'ama di'ika imsa'i. The only reason why it's mashma, this case is considered one, because you actually have a village in between. When you have a village in between, then I'll tell you if combined, the airspace between the two villages is 141 or less, then already it's considered one. Ha'leka imsa'i lo. If this same case would be without the middle, and you had the same distance, 141, it's mashma, it would not work. Mm-hmm. So therefore we have a question on Ravuna, Tiyuftad Ravuna. Again, from the Mishnah, you only see a case of what? We have three. Then the 141 takes hold. If all together between the cities is less than 141, then already all considered one. Ravuna, what do you need that case for? You don't need that case. You hold, even without the third city, if there's less than 141, they're considered one. That's what's mashma. Not like it's mashma only in this case. It'll work. Only if there's a middle city. That's a question of Ravuna. So the Gemara says, Amalecha Ravuna, ha itmar ala, amar Rava, amar Rav Idi, amar Rav Hanina, lo mishulashim mamash. You thought that there were three villages in a row? No, that's not the case. Ela ro'in. The case is ro'in, meaning it's 212. You have, like, it looks like a setup like a triangle. You have A and C are parallel to each other, and B, the middle city, is below it. Okay? It's off the center. Okay? Now, he says, Ro'in kol she'idu matil imsa'i binehim. You know what the hadush is? We say like this. If you would put the middle city, like plug it in between. It's not in between. It's, imagine that you would just plug up the gap, the yum mishul lashim, and now they'd be in a straight row. The end ben zela zela kuf mem amah the hat ushlish amah asa imsa'iyat shiloshtan liyot echad, which means like this. Hypothetically, let's say the space over here is 341 amah between city A and C. Airspace. Okay? 341. Let's say the city B that we're plugging in is 100. Okay? Now, if you plug it in, so you shave off 100 out of that 300, shoot, now you have 240, so that's already, or 280, you could say. I'm sorry, you could say 380 to make it to the highest level, okay? 380, let's say. Now, without that middle space, without that middle city, could you, are they considered united, these cities? No. Of course not. You have double 141. You have 380. Yeah? The only way, in this kedusha, this Gemara is saying, we'll let you consider it one, because that city that's outside, make believe it's in the middle. It has a shiur of 100. So now you just shaved off from your 380, 280. Now, which means, so now city A to B, and from city B to C, you have less than 140 between the city, in the sense that it closed it up, so now already all the cities are going to be considered one, even though that city is not there. The Hadush is, which means you're right. If you didn't have that third city, it was like we said in the Mishnah, 141 and a third between the two cities, it's considered united. Here, the Hiddush, even though you have much more. You have more than 141. But what? You can use this city to take away from that measurement in order to combine the cities together. Right, that's the, I'm looking at the exact numbers. If you want to know the exact numbers, if the middle city is, let's say, 100 wide, like we explained, and you have 382 and two-thirds, to be precise, between the cities, so now you can still plug it in, okay? So now it splits it to 282 and two-thirds, which would give you 141 and a third on each side. So therefore, yeah, twice 141 now. Now we're changing the case. Correct. Last time we were combining it. Now we're coming along and saying, no, we haven't combined it. Now we're just coming along and saying, so long as each one is within 141 of each other, even though it's really not, because there's no village over there, Ro'in. So comes again what An says. Right. Ro'in, it's imaginary. So comes the Gemara and says like this. Amalei Rabba Abaye, kama yehe ben hitzon
the Imsa'i. This city that's off the middle, below it. How much space between this village and the other cities? Where could it be 10,000 miles away from it? And we just make an imaginary plug-in? It has to be within a certain distance. So the Gemara says, Amale al-Paim Amma. It has to be within 2,000 Amma, which means within the Tum, which means these villages can access this middle city. Right? City A can go to B, B can go to C, etc. Right? If you even... No, the art scroll picture, right. In the art scroll picture, it has that pointed out to you. That it's as long as that middle city is less than 2,000. So the Gemara says, hold it. Veha athu de amart kevate derava bere derava baravuna. You said in the earlier page, when we learned the case of the city that's configured like a bow. Let's review that. And we had the bow. You want to review the picture? There's a picture of that. Let's say at 202 is a picture. Better picture we need to see is actually 198. Remember we gave a... The picture you want to see is 202. Remember we said from the bowstring to the beginning of the bow, it's a beginning of the bow of the city itself, it could even be more than 2,000. It could be 10,000. Which means the walk. So the Gemara is saying, how come now you're saying only 2,000? You were the one that said earlier that it makes sense that when it came to the city that was built like a keshet, that there is no shi'ud from the city to the boat. You can go as much as you want. That's the Gemara's answer. The Gemara says, Mistavra damar yoter mal paim amar. The Gemara says, hachi ashta? Is that comparable? It's not comparable, your question. Hatam ikabatim. Hakal ikabatim. Exactly your answer. Which means there, you know why you can have an unlimited amount? Because you can always walk in the keshet through the houses to the end. So you can always get to the bowstring. You can always walk. No matter how long this is, it's all connected through the houses. Here, it's not connected. So therefore it has to be within the tomb. Easy answer. V'amar l'rabba l'abaye. Kama yeh ben chitzon lechitzon. How much could be between house A and house C? Now really, that's really the question you have to ask. What's the difference? I don't care how much A and C, as long as A and B, as long as C is within 2,000 amma of each one, it shouldn't make a difference how far A to C is. As long as the mathematics works out that when you plug it in,
it's less than
141 on each side, then it doesn't matter. You can use any numbers. So the Gemara asked that exact question. Kama yeh, may nafka lachmina. What's the difference? What's the nafkamina? How far? Kol she'ilu machnis imsa'i b'nehem. So long as you can fit the middle house in between them. Ve'en ben zeh lazeh. Ela me'av arba'im v'achat v'shlish. That's it. And then you have that shoe, it's fine. So the Gemara says, v'afidu dalar alafim amma? Even 4,000 amma? Now the Gemara is asking that question because if you remember by the case of the keshet, by the bow, we said no. The maximum amount of space between one point of the bow to the other, I mean where the bowstring is, we said maximum 4,000. If it's 4,000, already we said that would be picture 198. Right? Right. Then we say mubla, less than 4,000. What does mubla mean? We said since the guys can walk to the bowstring, they can walk 2,000 amma. And that too, if it's less than 4,000, it's muvla. It overlaps, and therefore it's all considered one. But if it's 4,000, they walk on this side to 2,000, the other guys walk on the other side to 2,000, not muvla. So it's sort of same thing over here. Say the same thing over here, that what? That when you have the houses that are more than 4,000 amma away from each other, so then already, since it's not muvla between the two houses, so maybe you'll say it shouldn't be good. You have to be within 4,000. So the Gemara says, Amar le'in. He says, yeah, even more than 4,000. He says, yes, even more than 4,000 is okay. Gemara, what do you mean? But you taught us above. Eira asuya kekeshet. Im yesh ben bet rashiya pachot marbat alafim amma modedim na minahayated. If you have less than 4,000 amah, then you can make the tom at the bowstring. V'im lav, but if you have more than 4,000, modidim na min hakeshet, you do not make the tom from the bowstring, you make it from the bow, meaning you make it back. So you see the shiur of 4,000 applies. So the Gemara says, amar leh, hatam neka lememar maleh. There, there's no sevarat to say, fill it. Hacha ikal lememar maleh. But here there's a sevarat to say, fill it. Meaning like this. Over there, at that point of the bowstring, is anybody building homes over there? No. That's the configuration of the city. The city specifically was built that way, like a bow, to have that open area in front of it, the walking area, however, that's the city. You don't come now and start building cities over there. Therefore, since that area is never destined to be filled by the bowstring, so then already we were stringent and we said, listen, if you have 4,000 amah or more, there's no sevarat to say, move, you know, connect them in any which way. It's total open space. Therefore, less than 4,000 is considered muvla, meaning the shiurim overlap. More than 4,000, the shiurim, the tomim don't overlap, you don't say. Here, however, it's a little different dynamic. Here you're talking about villages. You have a village A, village C. You have space in between. What usually happens in villages is, as they get more populated, they add more houses. There's no reason why they would not add more houses in this middle area. Of course, which means it's not like a special figure that you're not going to... So therefore, the Gemara is telling us a very big leniency. Since houses eventually will be put there, we look at it as if now there are houses there. And therefore, even if it is more than 4,000, not to say you can walk, you're not walking from house A to house C. You could walk from A to B because it's within 2,000, and B to C. But to be lenient, to come along and say that we'll be able to consider all these three houses one by putting house C, house B in between, we'll tell you even if it's more than 4,000. Why? Because since there is destined to become homes over there, filled, we'll consider it keman de maleh now. It's considered filled now, therefore we can have even more than 4,000 between the cities, the homes, villages of A and C. That's the Gemara's Sevara. Question?
B still has to make it that
2,000. Oh, for sure. That doesn't change. That has to be very big. But if you tell me, that's right, if you have 10,000 amah in between, so then your city B, this would be 9,800, whatever, to plug it up so you'll get the shoe. Yeah, the hadush is that we don't care how much is between A and C. Why? Because there, it's going to be filled up anyway. Maleh, maleh means maleh, maleh. Maleh is full. Full with houses. You know, she might say that explicitly. No. It means with houses. That's the way they explain it. I'll read it to you here, and then we'll just finish the Gemara. Gentlemen. Yeah, he says, "Mepnei shematzui shema'arichim la'shia kefarim bebatim nosafim." So it's the way to add no houses. Achivat chavrim zelaze. Until it becomes eventually one on its own. Understand? Eventually, this could be one on its own. So even though it's more than 4,000, we look at it as if what it's going to, the boat never will be. That means you're never building houses in that spot. That's not the configuration of the city. That's not the way they built it. Okay. Now, last point. The Gemara is going to tell one story. Amar le Rav Safra le Rava. Rav Safra told Rava, Hare bene Akistefon. A city, people of Akistefon. De mashchina neute chuma mehai gisa de Ardashir. Let's get the fact. There was two cities. One was called Akistefon, one was called Ardashir. They were next to each other. The Tigris River separated them. Right? The river of Tigris separated them. Now, both inhabitants of the city paid no attention to the Tigris separating it. They counted their tomb from the respective end of this other city. The people of Akistefon walked from the tomb of Ardashir, and from the people of Ardashir, walks from Akhtisvon, implying that what? It was all considered one. The question is, how much of the Tigris was between the cities? So the Gemara says, again, I'll read the story again. Amar Rav Safa Rabba, Hare b'nei Akhtisvon, and the people of Ardashir, the Tigris River was more than 141 and a third. So according to everybody, which means for sure, according to Hayabarav, that says you only get 70 and two-thirds, for sure, this doesn't have applicability. But even according to Rav Huna, that said, the shiur between two cities is 141, here they still considered it one, even though the Tigris was more than 141 and two-thirds, and a third between them. So the Gemara wants to, what were they relying on? Gemara's answer, Nafak Ahve. So he went out. Since Rav went to show Rav Safra the answer to his question. Nafak ahve le, he showed him hanach at mahata deshura de mibalae bidiglat b'shivim ama v'shirayim. So he showed him the following. He said, look, come here. This is what you don't know. In the Tigris River, there was, we'll call it ruins, or if you don't want to call it ruins, former city borders and homes, dwelling area was actually in extended from the city. For some reason now it's underwater. Maybe the waters rose, you know, the different reasons you could say, but bottom line, he said, look, come here, within 70 and two-thirds of the city, you have these ruins. Now remember we learned in the Mishnah that if you have a ruin, let's say, within 70 and two-thirds of the city, you start the tomb from there. So watch the configuration now. On both sides you had that. You had these atmahata, you had these, we'll call them, as a protrusion, it's walls of ruins that were in the Tigris itself. So here, you have city one, you have the Tigris over here. Within 70 and two-thirds, you have these things in the water. What do you call them? Sections in the water. Okay, good. It's like a wall. Sections of the city wall in the water. Now, on this city over here, goes to the Tigris. Within 72-thirds of the city, you have also the same sections of wall in the water. Now, between each city, the Gemara says, the Gemara says between each city was actually 72-thirds. So therefore, according to everybody, there was no problem to consider them all one. Because this city ends by the walls in the water. This city ends by the walls in the water. There's seven, and that's considered an extension to the city. No, the Karpef is in between. You have 70 and two-thirds. Now that's the Karpef of extension. Now you have the city, it's the Karpef itself of the Diglat. Now Tosafot just asked the obvious question, so this is Mashmatz against Rav Huna. Because Rav Huna tells you can even have 141. So Tosafot says, no, this is not a question against Rav Huna. This was the Mitziut. This is what it is. The Rav Huna would tell you, right, if you had 141 in the Diglat, it would be also okay. Happened to me, it was 70 and two-thirds. And therefore, the last question you can only analyze, why is this considered an extension of the city? Answer you have to say is, since this was built for dwelling purposes, just like the dilapidated walls, that nobody's living there now, but it was built for dwelling. So even though now it's not, but since it's at the border, it's considered an extension of the city. So therefore, it is working with the same rules that we're learning until now. Baruch Adonai Le'olam.